Yo, today's QOD is people are driven by who they become and what they give. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We've got Inky Johnson back on the show. He's going to talk about what can happen when you live with a purpose that is greater than yourself. And he's also going to talk about that time when he met Oprah Winfrey. Inky Johnson, coming up.
I do what I do because I care about people. Point blank, period. Like, I serve every single day. I didn't want to speak. I tried everything in my power not to speak. I tried to get jobs at rec centers. I tried to do everything, and God closed every single door I tried to go in until it brought me to my knees, until I was in a situation where the only thing I had was my wife, my daughter, and a book that I had just written a month prior to my situation to where I went to my knees. I tried to work at my neighborhood rec center. God, nope. I tried to work at the Boys and Girls Club. God, nope. I'm trying to work at colleges. God, no. People were telling me you're overqualified. I'm like, okay, I'll be underqualified. Just let me work. I got a daughter I need to feed. And one morning I got up, young people, and you know what happened? I was staying in my wife's grandmother's home because I had just moved from Knoxville to Atlanta 3 years ago. And it was a two-bedroom home, and the grandmother was in one room, and my wife, me, and my daughter was in the next room. I didn't have any money. My daughter was sleeping in a swing that somebody bought her for a birthday. Every morning I got up and I looked at it, it hurt me to my heart. And one morning I got up, I looked at my wife and I had my book. And I said, I'm about to go meet Oprah Winfrey. My wife looked at me, she said, you know Oprah? I said, nope. She said, you know anybody that worked with Oprah? I said, nope. She said, you sure? I said, absolutely. She said, go for it. I take off driving up to Knoxville. I call my friend Jeff. He's a lawyer. He pick up, hey, Ink, what's up? I said, Jeff, you're not going to believe it, man. I'm headed to Chicago to meet Oprah. Ink, you know Oprah? Nope. You know anybody that work at Harpo Studios? Nope. He said, Ink, I know you're a wildly ambitious and driven person, but I think you need to hang up. And you're in Chattanooga right now? I said, yep. He said, call me back in an hour. You'll be to Knoxville. And he said, I just don't want you to go up to Chicago and get disappointed, because the chances of that happening is pretty much a long shot. The hour passes. I get to Knoxville. I call Jeff. He pick up. He said, Ink, you still going? I said, yep. He said, stop by and pick me up. We get to Chicago that night. The next morning we get up, I go to the front desk. I said, hey, can you point me in the direction of Harpo Studios? And Jeff was standing in the corner. He was about to go work out. And I could see he was peripheral me as I was talking to the people. They gave me directions. I'm going to walk out of the door. And Jeff said, Inky, wait, wait. Jeff is like 45. Jeff said, Inky, wait. I want to go over with you, man, because I really care about you. I don't want your heart to be broken, man. I said, all right, I'll wait. We get in the taxi. We get up to Harpo Studios. We jump out of the car. It was a coffee shop across the street. Jeff jumps out. Jeff said, Ink, I know this won't be long. I'm going to go in and get a cup of coffee. I'll see you in about 3 minutes. I said, okay. I got my book and I got on a suit that's about a 3X that I got from one of my cousins. And every door that opened, I would run into the door. I would say, hey, Inky Johnson, man, I drove up from Atlanta. I got my book. I want to get it to Oprah. Get out of here. We don't do that. I'm like, man, I thought y'all represented Oprah. Y'all are mean. And so I got really frustrated. I went around the back of the building. I sat down in the parking lot. I put my back against the wall. I looked up at the sky, said a prayer. I said, God, man, I thought this was you. I get up. I walk around the side of the building. I'm like, man, I'm going to be looking like a fool. My wife is going to be mad at me. And I come around the side of the building, and it's a homeless gentleman sitting on the side of the sidewalk. And he looks over at me and I said, hey, man, how you doing? He said, hey, man, how you doing? I said, man, I'm great. He said, how are you? He said, man, I'm great. Having a great time. And by that time, I looked up to my left, and the only person that was coming down the sidewalk. It was Oprah. And the security guard was trailing her. He was doing a light jog to catch up with her. I stood up. She walked directly to me. She grabbed my suit. She opened it. I said, "That's a nice suit." I said, "Thank you." I said, "Would you mind taking a picture with me?" She said, "Sure." We take a picture. I said, "This is my book. I wrote my book. Would you mind taking it?" She said, "Yeah, I'll take it." She said, "Well, I got to get in and do my show." I said, "Thank you so much for your time." I went to walk off. Her security guard said, "Hey, young man, stop." I stopped. He said, "I want to tell you something." He said, "Now, I don't know what this moment means." He said, "But I just want you to know what just happened doesn't happen." He said, "Oprah doesn't stop on the street for anybody." He said, "Usually when a situation like that happens, she'll send me up and she'll say, go clear them out. I'll come and I'll just clear them out. She'll go into the building." He said, "Like I said, I don't know what it means. I don't know if you'll be on a show, book club. Like, I don't know if any of those things will happen." He said, "But I just want you to know that moments like that never happen." I said, "Thank you so much, man." And I went to walk off. I got the picture. I started sending it to friends. I put it up on social media and people started hitting me back. They're like, "Ink, you're going to be on a book club? Ink, you're going to be on a show?" I said, "I don't know. I really don't care." They said, "What do you mean you don't care?" I said, "What you all don't understand, what just happened in terms of my level of faith and how I live my life. I got up from Atlanta, Georgia one morning and I said, I'm going to meet Oprah Winfrey. And it was a dream, a goal, an aspiration. And to most people, it was a long shot. But man, God put me right front and center and I put my book in our hand. And I said, God, if this is how we're rocking, if this is how we're living life, let's go." And I've been on a mission ever since then to impact, to encourage, to inspire, and to add value every single day of my life. When you get up, the only favor I ask of you young people, make the things that you're a part of and the things you do a lot bigger than you. That's the only favor I ask of you, because as beautiful and as smart and as strong and as powerful and you even smell good, like all of that that you have right now, all of that that you possess right now, the only thing I will tell you is at a certain point in your life, at a certain point in your life, you're gonna face something and money won't help you get out of it. You're gonna face something and who you know won't help you get out. You're gonna face something and how smart you are, it won't matter. You're gonna face something and how beautiful you are, it will no longer matter. And you know what's gonna matter? Why you do what you do and how you do what you do. People are driven by two things in life. It's not anything materialistic, superficial. It's not a financial number. People are driven by who they become and what they give. My only challenge to you, every single day of your life, with the things you're a part of and the things you do, shift your perspective, be grateful for it. But most importantly, live your life with a greater purpose than just yourself. So when you hit the rough patches, when you hit the opposition, when you hit the adversity, you embrace it and you figure out a way to use it. 75% of life is beautiful. It's fun. It's hilarious, right? It's beautiful. But it's that 25% when somebody you love gets sick and you can't do anything about it. It's that 25%. When you 8 games away from becoming a first round NFL draft pick and you've been working since you were 7 years old and you come in contact with an injury and it changes your life overnight, it's that 25% when somebody you love get hit with cancer and you don't know what to do, it's that 25% when a spouse or a parent gets sick and you just got to sit there and figure out a way to use it. Life is made up of the 25%. That's why I'm telling you, it's never about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. That's why Martin Luther King said, in life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing to help others? You judge a person's character not by where they stand in times of comfort and convenience. You judge their character by where they stand in times of challenge and controversy. Adversity, opposition, and challenges are meant to make you a better person, a wiser person, and a stronger person. I'm gonna leave you with this. Always remember, life is happening for you and not to you. I'm gonna say it again because repetition deepens the impression. Life is happening for you and not to you. God bless you and I love you. Thank you.
That was Inky Johnson. His website is inkyjohnson.com. I ran this clip back in 2017, I think, so I cannot remember where this clip came from, but it's somewhere on the YouTube. I'm sorry about that. And yeah, if you have a chance, please leave a rating and or a review for the show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, follow me on the Instagram at Sean Croxton. I will see you tomorrow with Brian Tracy. Have a great day. I'm out. Peace.